Welcome back to the skating session. It's been a while. We are here. I don't know, it's been like a month, right? There's been so much going on in skating. Almost every single week, there's new programs to see. There's so much to catch up on. But Thomas and I are here today and all the weekend because the Olympic qualifying competition in Beijing started late last night. We tried to stay up all night. I don't think that you quite got through.
No,
No.
I made it through the rhythm dance, and then I was just like, oh, it's 3 a.m. I'm done. I need to get some sleep because I fly out tomorrow morning to go see my nephews.
These are my hours that I typically work, so I should have been able to do it. But
But
somewhere,
pairs is
yeah,
tough.
in the end of the pairs. No, it wasn't even. There were only 11 pairs. It wasn't even that. Just towards the end of it, I think it had to be around 5 a.m. my time. I passed out, and then when I woke up in the morning, I'm like, oh, I'll just catch up on the women. Tonight I'm going to try. So, anyways, let's start off again. Olympic qualifier, this actually used to be a designated competition that was already on the calendar in previous Olympic seasons. So in the last, I think, four Olympic seasons, it was Nebelhorn Trophy that became, it doubled down as now this Olympic qualifier. It had entrants from other countries, not necessarily trying to get an Olympic spot, but then you just go down the line and you know, cross those out as far as who gets these spots. Before that, Carl Schäfer, I think before that, Andre Nibala, or some, one of those other competitions.
Yeah, they always
They've
just pick
switched it
some
up.
competition in the fall. Yeah. And I'm glad they've separated it out because it makes it a lot easier for us to follow along. Because I know as one of those people who's like, wait, which countries are we actually trying to pay attention to for this competition within the competition? Like, glad we don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, and I noticed, I think the ISU picked up on fans really being into this competition because they not only made this a separate event, but they have all these new graphics. And I saw they sent a social media specialist finally that actually knows what she's doing as far as content and getting the content out there and presenting something nice. I clicked on her
Yay.
profile the other day, and I think she has 300, 350,000 followers. And skating is like a very small part of what she does. So I think that we're heading in the right direction, at least, and at least hopefully the social media gets a little less awkward than it has been.
Yeah, and I really think the final piece is coaching Mark and Ted a little bit about who's actually watching this competition, because they kept kind of explaining things in a way as if, like, if you've never watched any figure skating ever before, let's talk about it. And, oh, I'm sorry, nobody in North America is watching this competition in the middle of the night if they have no exposure to figure skating.
Yeah, but I mean, it was only, I think there were only like four countries that actually had agreements where it was not on YouTube. But even
Oh,
so,
really? Okay, yeah.
So it was all around the world. But yes, I don't think someone's randomly going to click upon a figure skating competition in Beijing and say, wow, I want to know all the rules. But anyways, I feel like the ISU gives them talking points and they have to say it every single time. All right, so let's go. So night one, or day one, I should say. Night one for us was the rhythm dance pair short program and the women's short program. Starting off with the rhythm dance, there are four spots available as far as we know. Now, little caveat to all of that is the second Finnish team. We don't know what her citizenship status is, so they don't have another team that could step in and take that second spot. So if she were to not get citizenship in time, what happens is it goes to this list where there would be four spots. The fifth place finishing team or country, I should say, then becomes the entrant in the event that she does not get citizenship in time. And we'll talk about some of the other skaters where they're here, but either they will not get citizenship for sure, or it's kind of in question whether they will.
Yeah, we'll talk. It was some strange choices for some to show here, considering that, and we'll get to that.
So initially, competition in general, what did you think, I guess, going in? What did you wonder about? What were your hot
I
topics,
always
I
like to
guess?
make comparisons to the past, so I thought about the last Olympic qualifying competition. It was just so clear how much skate order mattered in that last one, especially in the free dance, because it pretty much was whatever the final group was, that's who was qualifying. The judges made it clear in terms of just raising the GOE and raising the PCS, even if I didn't think it was justifiable based on the actual competition itself. Not that the teams that qualified shouldn't have qualified, just they created a
The
huge
distance,
spread, huge distance. And then We have a few teams here who either had bad luck or would have normally qualified at Worlds. Just the rhythm dance competition at last Worlds, which is so competitive, so intense. Any big mistake knocked some teams out, or almost did, which we saw. And then I didn't really know what to expect from Wang and Li, and seeing them come back, and we'll talk about that. And then this next thing I know bothered you a lot. It bothered me too. And it's also something we saw at the Beijing Olympics, which drove me nuts then. It's driving me crazy now. And I really wish someone would just be like, hey, stop.
There's no point. Yes, the overhead cameras. Why? I understand that they're trying. I think at one point Mark said, oh, you get to see how much ice they're covering or something to that extent. But the thing is, I know that we're oddballs in the sense that we're trying to, in our head, say, okay, this turn was clean. This edge was deep enough to count. This edge was clean. This turn from edge to edge, all that. I mean, we're trying to look at that in our heads. And then when it pops up on the screen, okay, we more or less got it, or we don't agree at all, right? But when you have this overhead view that doesn't even really keep up with the skaters half the time, it's like, what are you trying to show? I really don't understand what you're trying to show. And especially like this has been a mainstay in skating for what, 20 years, maybe more. And it's like they show spins from up above. Like you can't even tell someone's spinning, you know? It's like, I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand like the creative direction of this. I would assume the ISU sourced out their, it might even be the people
It's
honestly
a
that are doing the Junior Grand Prix for all we know. And why would you even cut to overhead shots is beyond me. I don't know.
yeah. Because I know usually they just kind of default to whatever the local broadcaster is. I don't know what that's like here for the qualifying competition. But again, it's probably the same team that was doing the Beijing Olympics or something similar, where they're trying to go for this artsy, maybe interesting, but it's a sport. I want to be able to evaluate it as a sport, right? So,
Agreed.
and then
Or
again,
see what
just
they're doing from
and
above.
see
I mean,
what
it's
they're
so
doing.
it's not even showing the speed and the ice coverage really, because you don't have any idea where they're at on the ice surface. I don't know. For me, it's just it needs to never come back. It's just something that doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, we were so excited and we did an entire, I don't know, hour and something long video about, oh, we're so excited for 90s music. Like, here's all our choices. Here's my 100 and whatever choices that I gave. And,
No
you know,
one's
it's,
using them.
yeah. And the thing is, on top of that, not only they're not using them, but if they are using good music, it's like remixed to a really weird, almost paced too fast for most of the teams to even keep up. And, you know, these are, I've said this so many times, but this 90s music is, I was going from elementary school to middle school, and this is when you really start to have musical taste outside of, you know, the kids' music that you listen to. You really start to develop, this is what I like, and I was so excited for this. And you know, Ricky Martin, I know you're kind of over it already too, and it's only been one competition. It is the new Feeling Good, and I probably said it at some point, but this is my number one. Feeling Good is like my number one song that drives me insane. I don't think there's ever been a good program to it. I cannot stand it. But I feel like, yeah, Ricky Martin's getting to that direction. I think we're going to see a lot of Spice Girls, but unfortunately, a lot of remixed and weird Spice Girls when they could just use the original and be good. So yeah, a lot of the
And it
programs look Latin in kind of nature too. They use Rob Thomas Smooth, I think, and I don't know. It's
They
just
know they're
not
going
that.
with what they know, you know what I mean? Like, and you're seeing that when using all these remixes from the 90s, you're losing the essence of the 90s, which was the whole point of this. And so, at least for me, as like, you know, elder millennials that we are, I'm not feeling the nostalgia in a lot of these programs that I really want to. It just kind of feels like typical stuff. Like, what was the point other than just restricting music to a decade? They might as well have
But I
just been a
mean,
Latin theme for most of these teams.
you're giving teams that weren't even, most of them were not even alive in the 90s, and you want them to recreate this vibe, and then you know you're hoping for the coaches or the choreographers to be able to do this. And you know, I some people in skating live under rocks. I know they do, and it's like, what do you think the party
Trust
was
me,
like?
this is somebody who just heard the song Golden yesterday. So I do am living under a rock, so I guess I get it now that I'm aging. I know. But anyway.
Okay, so music, whatever. Judging, you know, you said in 2021 at the qualifying competition, Nebelhorn, there was really a clear cut who they wanted to qualify in. And it was a very clear cut, this is who we want to send. This year, though, we have to look at our favorite website skating scores, and we see the breakdown of the ordinals for the skaters past the top two, and it's really kind of all over the place. There's 13th place, 14th place for some of these teams in the top five. Now, just a random one or two, and it looks like countries are maybe trying to work their own team to be higher, or maybe they have an agreement.
That's really what I think is happening. You see this a lot to where it's just like, oh, why is this like PCS ranking so out of place with the panel? It's like, oh, it's the competition. That's why you're doing that. Yeah, and that's what it really feels like to me. I don't understand why else we would see like 3 to 14 PCS ranking. I get there should be some differentiation. I actually believe there should be in general, but 3rd through 14 is kind of extreme.
And it's almost every team. I mean, the fifth place team has a second place all the way down to 14th. The sixth place team has a third place all the way down to 14th.
2nd to 14, yeah, and yeah, it's just really all over the place.
I mean, even the team from Ireland, formerly Canada, they have third all the way down to 14th. I mean, literally, there's a little bit of a consensus because it seems like there is more or less a set of judges that all are in line with each other, and then there's these random rankings that are kind of all over the place. So as you said, you mentioned in kind of your questions going into this, Wang and Liu from China, there's some issues going on with him. I don't know if it's ever been fully publicized, at least in English media. There's someone hacked his phone, I guess, and there was some messages sent that were shared with the world that were very inappropriate. I think the people that he was engaging with were under 18. Apparently there was a rumor, I think spread by the same person that hacked his phone, that he was taking the money that they were giving for the skating, and he was basically spending it on going to the bar and hiring strippers. There was just a lot of stuff that came out. So then they literally fall off the map completely. Like, no one knew what they were doing. All of a sudden, they're back on the Chinese national team. They're sent to this competition as the team that's trying to get this spot. Okay, so I have a lot of thoughts. What did you think to start?
Their score popped up and I was just like, oh, okay, that's a score. I would have had it like 10 points lower, like it, the quality just wasn't there for me. They've definitely regressed. Their peak was probably what, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And so like seeing their PCS in the sevens, I'm literally just like, oh, so this is like they're being judged on the skaters they used to be, right? And when I look at the panel here, the PCS rankings from 3 to 15th. And I kind of agree more with the 15th from the Italian judge, to be honest with you. It definitely feels like, fans talk a lot about the Montreal bonus, the IAM bonus, and it feels like that here a lot.
I don't
I
know.
don't know what you think.
I thought in 2018 they had a free dance to Mika, and they didn't qualify to the free dance at the Olympics, but I remember seeing that program all year, and I was like, I really like them. I think they have something. I hope they'll develop into something bigger. I thought the program was charming. And then I feel like they really lost their way. I just don't feel like they went anywhere. If anything, they did regress. But this is prior to all this stuff that came out whenever it came out about him. I thought this way before. This isn't like the after effect of, oh, they're terrible now. I just feel like they were already headed in like a stagnant or even regressing kind of way. I think that their height is distracting in that he always kind of has to hunch over, and there's a lot of separation between them just because, I mean, that height is a disadvantage. It doesn't ever work for anyone. You see like the breaking at the waist, and you see that the distance in between them isn't as close as some of the top teams. That's big things, but in the big picture it's kind of minor things because I just don't think that their skating is that powerful, or really, I don't think that the program was anything special. I don't know that they were massively overmarked. Like, I don't, their PCS being in the sevens, okay, like pushing eight, some of them are in the eights, at least the Chinese judge was in the eights. But yeah, the fives from Italy, I can't, I don't think it was
I'm
quite
six
at that
sixes. I'm
level.
sixes.
I don't know. I mean, like, low sevens, yeah, it wasn't horrible. It didn't stand out. And again, we want all these programs to be a vibe from the 90s, and it really wasn't like that. So I don't
Yeah,
know. I
but
they
I
are
did like though that their choice was different. You know, it wasn't something I was expecting, so therefore I didn't have an expectation attached to it. So I kind of just got to enjoy the vibe for what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, that's kind of the only thing I liked.
They're
And I used to enjoy this team a lot. I really did.
really, I mean, they're if we're considering that there are potentially five teams, like I mentioned, they are less than a point out of that fifth place spot. They're a point and a half out of fourth place. I mean, if you look past the top two, it's really potentially because of how inconsistent they are, it could be like a five-way race, or maybe, yeah, about
Yeah.
five teams fighting for those other three spots, or two spots, I should say. I'm assuming the third spot is gonna be opened up as well, but we'll see. Okay,
You mean
so
fifth spot?
yeah, but the third, so we know two for sure,
Oh, got it.
basically.
Sorry, my brain. Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Four spots, potentially five, yes. So that was like the highlight of the first group, I guess you could say. Second group, the team from Cyprus. So I remember this team when they were juniors, and they had a lot of creativity, and they always had programs that stood out, and they had this good vibe about them, and they haven't really done anything as seniors. No real big results. The step up to seniors was not the best, but they didn't have the best results as juniors either. I just think they had memorable programs, at least for me. But I do think that their program was more of a vibe, and I think that
Yeah.
actually they were stronger skaters than the Chinese skaters. So I would say at that point they should have had at least, I would have given them higher PCS, but it wasn't even, if you look at what they were given, it's not really even.
Yeah. It just feels like, small fed
Yeah, exactly.
issues, right, for a
Yeah.
team like this. But I really did enjoy there. It was one of the more memorable programs for me at this competition, just because, yeah, they kind of got the vibe better, right? And I actually felt like, oh, this is a Backstreet Boys program, and it just happening to skate to it. Yeah.
The choreography, the little, there's not a lot of time for any skaters really these days to fit in choreography that actually makes sense to the music, because they're doing these long pattern step, midline step, and a lot of the skaters are trying to stay on these edges and not wobble all over the place. So they're not doing anything in terms of really feeling the music. So you only have these few instances, like the choreographic step or whatever, to actually show choreography. But I feel like throughout their program, they actually gave nuanced little fun choreography, and I appreciate that. I just don't know. Matteo Zanni is their coach, and I just don't know how much of a pull he really has, because it seems like his teams are always suffering
And they're
from
always struggling
levels.
to get levels. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing, not, but the thing is, certain other camps will also struggle to get levels that we see, and they still get the levels. So, I don't know if he doesn't have the pool, but anyways, I appreciated them, and I liked their program. They're not in contention to get one of these spots, but at least it was something nice. Okay, so then we're going into, I believe that was it for group two. Group three, so Paulino and Tuba, interesting story here, the Italian entry. So you have Guignard and Fabbri going to a home Olympics, having, I'm assuming they're going to be in contention for the team event to make it to the free skate, which means ice dance is first on the calendar. That means you either know that Italy's not in it for a medal on that final day, and you just send a second team to skate that free dance in the team event. Not going to happen now, because there's not going to be a second team. I really thought we would see potentially a second team, but now you're going to have potentially Guignard and Fabbri skating four times in a span of, I think, 6 or 7 days to open the Olympics. Anyways, so Paulino Tuba, going into this, you would think they're not even in the race to be the representative at this event, because you have world junior champions that are making a huge name for themselves. You have Mani and Roethlisberger, who were 23rd at Worlds last year. So it's like, if you do the math, they would be in contention for one of these spots
Yeah.
just by process of, going down the list. Neither of them were sent, because there was a competition last month that determined between the three of them, and it determined who would be the representative here. They won this fair and square, okay? Then you have Lombardia Trophy last week, and Mani and Roethlisberger, I believe, were like 7 or so points ahead of them in the rhythm dance. But then this team that we see here withdrew from the free dance, and many believe it's because they didn't want to have this conflict of who should they really send,
Yeah.
if you're sending one. Anyways, we see what the result is here. This team is in 12th place, not any chance of getting a spot to the home Olympics. So it's interesting. I don't know. We coming up in the pairs, we're going to talk about the United States kind of making a similar decision that is maybe going to backfire, or I
Yeah,
don't
it
know
was
that
really
there was.
strange to me, this like sending this team, because I don't think I've seen them before.
I think I
Yeah.
have, but it was never, they've never been, you know, it's never an ISU championship as far as I know. It's just like these senior Bs, challengers, whatever. I don't, you know, I don't know what happened at that event to say
Yeah.
they are definitively the ones that should have been sent. I just think that if you have a competition a week later, whether they messed up in the rhythm dance or not, if there's such a spread between the other team that has, you know, been the second place representative for Italy the last few years, maybe you reconsider it, but they didn't, and here we are. So
But
lots of work for Guignard and Fabbri. That's it.
an extra day of
Great talk.
competition when that they really probably needed that rest anyway if they're going to be in medal contention. So I'm like, that's not really great for them.
And especially if they don't score well in that team event.
I know
You
exactly,
know,
right.
I mean, that's it for them. You know, we could probably say I already think they're going to get dumped massively this year. I love them, but I think that they're really going to be on the really suffering end of these other teams coming back and whatever. So we'll see. I hope not, but we'll see. Reitan and Majorov of
Sweden,
Sweden,
yeah. I loved it,
surprising,
honestly.
yeah.
Yeah, it was so good. I mean, I've always been a fan of his. I even like Mr. Teach View at the last Olympics that he got that last minute okay from the Olympic Committee to go to was one of his favorite skaters to watch just for that. And you could feel that level of like joy and ease here too. Still lost PCS to Wang and Li, which I greatly disagree with.
I don't know.
You don't
It's
know? Okay.
no. I mean, I think I
Okay.
don't understand where it's coming from because I there's this thing about like you see single skaters going into ice dance and you see like Daisuke Takahashi, who was known for his skating skills, who suffered massively, could not keep up with his partner, was always looking what she was doing, could never keep the timing, always just slightly off. And then you have Nikolai, who I would not say was the most brilliant in skating skills. He wasn't a bad skater, but he's
Right.
just gone right into this so easily, and he looks like he's an ice dancer. And I have no qualms with this team actually being one of the five, four, I should say, that qualifies. But I will
Same.
say, she is one of these people where she does not have citizenship yet. And I was trying to
Oh.
research last night to see how far along she is. And I saw a quote, I think around the time of Worlds, where she her reply was basically, "I don't really know where the process is, but we're going to hope for the best." I don't
Oh,
know if it's
no.
been followed up with since then. I don't know if actually earning the spot here will help maybe push that process, but this could be a spot that is earned and then not used.
Yeah, that would be really tragic just because they're actually really good, especially for such like a brand new pairing. I really hope, I don't know what the Sweden, do they call it a parliament? Do they call it something else? Anyway,
I don't know.
Swedish government, please do something. Thank
Yeah. Well,
you,
you know they
because
don't though.
this team
They
needs to go to the
this Sweden is historically very tough, and they set these standards
Yeah.
for their skaters that they have to finish a certain score or a certain placement at Europeans or blah 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 throughout the year. And you know, last Olympics they really had to do this last minute kind of adjustments to let two of the skaters in because at
Yeah.
first they were like, no. I would think since this team has progressed so quickly and they do have a future that it would be, you know, it's ice dance, it's Sweden, like that's, you know, that's
Yeah,
something different. So
and they're third, and even that with that, I feel like they were a little undermarked. Like especially that final rotational lift was probably the best lift in the
powerful,
entire
yeah.
competition. So good, so well timed. The exit was just dynamic, smooth. It fit with the program. Like his partnering skills are so good. It almost feels like he should have been an ice dancer this whole time. You know, like I can't imagine what he would look like with 10 years under his belt in ice dance. Like that. Hopefully he sticks around after this cycle. I don't know how old he is.
Not that
But it's
old.
ice dance. You can go into your 30s, right? Like Djokovic is still playing tennis and he's like almost 40. So,
He is just turned 25. He's fine.
oh, good. Perfect. Yes. Another cycle, please. I'm all for that already. Yeah.
Valen Kasimov of Spain. This is, you know, this is another team. And remember,
Yeah.
this team got a little heat on them, not because of anything they did, but they were initially named to be going to Worlds, I think, actually, over Smart and Deek at one point, just because of one competition in the TES or something was higher or whatever. And then at the last minute, the Spanish Federation was like, maybe not a good idea. And we
They split
see
assignments, right? Is that what happened that
something.
year?
I
Yeah.
don't know, something. But it didn't really make too much sense whenever this happened. But now, you know, again, this is a surprise. Strong skaters, They are in contention for the spot as well. Right now, they're actually sitting pretty. And as we spoke about, we'll see if that final group kind
Yeah.
of differentiation now gives the judges that push to say, okay, we will separate them from a 7 now to a 7.5, and that goes a long way.
I mean, like, most of the judges gave them mid to high sevens, some in like the eights. The only one that didn't was the Chinese judge. But Wang and Li are sixth, and this team is fifth, so that says a lot. Yeah, the PCS rank is from 2 to 14, which 14, okay, like that's just, yeah, sure.
So there again, we're assuming there's 4 spots. There might be five. The Swedish team might not even use theirs. So they're sitting pretty, I would say. They're that bubble right now, but they're sitting pretty if they can get through the free dance, because you look at the PCS and it's actually higher than some of the other teams that are right around them.
I had another Ricky Martin program too, but theirs was like enjoyable and good. It was one of the better ones I thought. But even relatively, it's like, okay, I'm already. I enjoyed it. I just don't know if I'll enjoy it a few months from now, considering
No,
how many we're
you're just gonna
likely to
be
see.
yeah you're gonna be tired of the music in general. Ignatova and Semko of Hungary, I know you're a fan of this team, or I should say you're a fan of him, because I remember distinctly at Worlds they were showing either the warm-up, I think it was like backstage in between groups, and they showed the glimpses of the skaters warming up or stretching or whatever, and he was in the camera like just showing his muscle, and from that point on you could say nothing wrong about them because he was now your favorite
Okay,
skater.
well, I mean, sure, the skating is a little different than
But no,
that.
the thing about them, they have a big, he has a huge personality. They have a big personality on the ice. I feel like a lot of their programs are kind of redundant of each other, and they're keeping their free dance this year.
Yeah, I
Wasn't
didn't
my
get that.
favorite. But I will say their first half of their rhythm dance was one of my favorite moments of this rhythm dance as a whole, but then it lost me in the second half. They didn't keep up with the music, it got
Yeah.
sloppy.
And even then, they slowed the tempo down of Be My Lover, right? And it was one we both wanted to hear, right? And so just with that, I was all on board for it. But you could tell, like, to skate it well, they slowed it down. And for me, as somebody who listens to this song just whenever I'm like working out or running or whatever, like it, I could feel that it was distracting. And even then, they were too sloppy,
No, I didn't
even
mind
with
that part.
that.
Just the ending just didn't. It started to be typical rhythm dance stuff, and I think that they have big personalities that could really stand
And
out.
we'll talk about that like after this, but just yeah, the structure of the rhythm dance right now is driving me crazy.
I mean, it's been the same as last. It's
Yeah, but it's
very
extra
few,
this year.
but aren't they the team that actually did their lift second? That's like shocking that
Yes.
it wasn't fourth or fifth on the list with somehow with the
Right.
choreographer. It was shocking that they actually switched up the order, because we don't see that anymore. So this team is currently in 7th place, but there is a gap
Yeah.
of 3 points between 6th and 7th. And then if you're looking at the top four, it's 4.5 points. Again, I personally, if you're not being told your program is a master, and okay, I should go backwards. I understand that some of these smaller federation skaters have a really hard time paying for choreography and all the things that come with skating, right? I understand that. But if people aren't telling you that you're maybe having a masterpiece of a program, then what is the goal of keeping a program for a second year? I personally, I just don't know. Like, if you're not qualifying already, and I know the rhythm dance is the one that's not qualifying you to the free dance, blah, blah, blah. But if you're pulling results that are not getting you to where you want to be, then why repeat the program? I don't know. I think they're in trouble for that alone. I don't know if the judges
Yeah,
have good
I
enough
agree.
memories to remember that it's a repeated program, but I just don't think it stands out enough, honestly.
And who has actually ever benefited in ice dance from a repeated free dance?
Well, you remember
Anybody?
Drabiasco Vanagas tried to in 2001. They had a tango early part of the year, but then they ended up going back to their
The Svent
2000 free
Listel,
dance
yeah.
that was on the podium, and then the controversy at Worlds because they're 5th place, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know that anyone really repeated a program. And in ice dance, it's not that common to begin with. But
Right.
I just don't. I don't. Well, maybe I'll be surprised, but I think. You see the PCS where it's at here. You see that it's already slightly lower than those other teams. You're repeating your program. You already have work to do to catch back up. I don't think that it'll be enough for them.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I'm pretty. It's. I think the top six are gonna stay more or less the top six. Maybe Wang and Lee drop a little bit or something like that, and they get up into sixth. But I, who really knows at this point? I don't, it's just mostly just because we don't know what shape Wang and Lee in are really. Like they can get through a rhythm dance when they get through a free dance. Who knows?
So moving to group four, Yoshida Morita. Wow. And
I
let's
loved
start
it.
off by, remember that one time that we were both so tired and we did a video and we forgot that like one
Yes.
already had a team in the team event? We're saying that the pairs and the dancers need to qualify here to get to the team event and
I
the
remember
Olympics.
that.
Like,
Yeah, I was literally
okay.
like, "Oh, how did we forget that?" I was so like even just inside like so embarrassed like we're the worst nerds.
I don't, went right over our heads. But so Yoshida Morita, they almost are like pair skaters in the sense that they're so powerful. They attack everything. There's really no holding back. There's no, for as young as they are, there's no looking at each other to make sure they're on time. It's just they hit the positions and they're in the right spot. And I really, and the program was a reference to Dance Dance Revolution.
Which I'm all about. I was totally playing DDR all the time. I had the at-home dance pad
I'm sure you
too.
did. I'm
I
sure you did.
definitely played DDR to some of the songs that they're skating to, especially Butterfly. Like it's Yeah, it brought me back. So like that whole nostalgia feeling that you want, that bringing you back to the 90s. I didn't expect it in this way to bring me back to like DDR, but it totally met all the
It
it
was
checked all the
cool.
boxes.
It
It
was
was
so
cool
cool.
too.
It's one of those programs that's going to stand out all year. I really hope they can get their spot. Now, they're going to be in the Olympics, I would assume, one way or another, because Japan is so highly ranked as far as the team event points go. If they were not to not get a spot here in an individual event, they're going to be in the team event as a wild card, whatever pick, for sure. But
Yeah,
you know, I want to,
the extra allotment quota or whatever they call it now.
four or five spot or whatever it is. But I do hope that they make it to the individual event because this is such a fun program. And if they make it, they're looking, I mean, either way, they're looking at becoming Olympic medalists. Let's be real. Like Japan is going to be on the podium again. So,
And they
and they're the
will
only
deserve
team.
it. I'm gonna say they deserve it just for creating this program. It's yeah, I'm gonna enjoy this all year.
So they're in
100%.
fourth place right now. Very consistent PCS. All three scores were the exact same. Right in line basically with everybody else that's in that top six. So third to sixth again, it's so tightly contested, but I don't know what their free dance is. Let's see. Oh, it's turndle, which is interesting. I think I
That's a
actually saw a
choice.
glimpse of it somewhere because we don't see it in Ice Dance, and I think we actually talked about it not being used in Ice Dance. But I hope it's a moment, and I hope that they can qualify the spot outright as well, regardless of citizenship issues and whether a spot is giving back and all that. I would
Yeah.
like to see them there regardless. Okay, so now we're at, to the end of the day, we're at the highest ranked skaters because we're going by world standings, blah blah blah. Harrison Chan. Now, I will say, I'm gonna go into a rant first, and I went into this rant
Oh, please
before,
go.
but
We do that very
the
well,
reason I
so.
want them, the re yeah I know the reason I want them on the team so bad, on this to qualify the spot so bad, is because there were 20 teams in the free dance at Worlds, right? And because there's only 19 teams that get this allotment based on Worlds to the Olympics automatically, Australia is the one, they're the team because they're the only team. Harris and Chen are the only team that really lost out on qualifying to the free dance at Worlds, but not having this Olympic spot. So what I would like the ISU to do in the future is go down the list one by one, and this is only applying to pairs and dance because in singles they've figured out how to exactly make 24 and 24 make the free skate, and they don't have this issue. But in the pairs and the dance competitions where there's more entries into the free skate or the free dance than there are spots for the Olympics, you need to go down the list based on the order of finish. And once you hit that maximum total, that's when you stop. So applying this to Harrison Chen, they were 19th at Worlds. The 20th place team at Worlds was a Canadian team, Fabrine Ayer. Because based on the essentially based, well, it was both teams, but based on what the two teams, they were able to basically leapfrog over the Australians and earn the spot. So now the Australians are thrown to this competition and they have to try to. Anyways, I don't think it's fair that these nations with single entries don't, suffer the
Right.
consequences of this. And what I was using as an example, okay, 19th and 20th place, I get it. Like there's not a big difference. But let's say the Australians finish 14th. The American third place team finished 15th. The Czech second place team is 16th. The French second team is 17th. The Italian second team is 18th. Just go down all the way down the line, down to 20th. Then you're telling me all of these teams, 15th through 20th, are now taking these Olympic spots. And then the 14th place team, the Australians, because they're a single entry and they don't have the benefit of a teammate, they're losing out. Now, it
Yeah,
didn't happen
agreed.
here, but it will happen, or it could happen if they don't change the rule. I said in 2010, I wrote this long blog post that was like, the way the rules are written, the pairs are going to get maxed out before they even finish the spots, and a country is going to lose out on an Olympic spot because of the maxing out. And sure enough, in 2017, this happened to the United States. Literally at Worlds, they maxed out the spots because every team had multiple entries. You get to the United States' second entry, and because they're lowest on the list, they only get one entry to the Olympics, even though they technically qualified too. Anyways, so I see these things coming, and I wish the ISU moving into the next Olympiad, we'll just say we're going
Yeah.
down the list and we're qualifying the spot. Now, rant over. My 5-minute rant is over. I thought Harris and Chen actually looked pretty good, and they have
Same.
a pretty good cushion here for second place, clear second place here. You said, the her dress reminded you of Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, the plunging dress. Yeah, and
The
it was a slight
Versace dress.
reference. It was a nod.
It
Yes,
was
you could
like
see
a
it.
kid, it was like a 5-year-old trying to paint that dress. And like, here's green and here's yellow. That was it. It was not even.
Okay, but it's early in the season. They have plenty of time to take it a little
Yeah.
more literally. But I did.
Yes.
I enjoyed it a lot. I love
Yeah.
that they used J-Lo. I thought J-Lo, or is she J-Lo today? I don't even know. That's how old I
Yeah.
am. Even though she's in her 50s, which is
Yeah.
insane. I love that it was like a rare choice in this competition. I thought it'd be used way more, but it seems like everybody's going to Ricky Martin, more that kind of
Well,
like early mid-90s vibe instead of that later 90s vibe of
she
Jennifer
didn't have so
Lopez.
much, like she was very
Yeah.
99 as really starting her stuff, so there's a narrow kind of scope for her music, but I enjoyed the program. One thing,
And
and
they're
I don't
better than they've been in years, I think. Like, because for me, they peaked like before this. They peaked like maybe 3 years ago, four, and they've been like regressing since then. And I think a lot of it is just program choices just haven't worked for them. They've
And
been
big
trying to,
mistakes, big
and big mistakes.
mistakes.
Yeah, that too, right?
Quizzles, usually, and this is why I'm crossing my fingers for them because I really do want them to qualify. But I would say
Same.
out of all these teams, maybe the most vulnerable is actually them, just because they do tend to make such massive mistakes that there's certain elements that almost get no point. So fingers crossed for them because I would, like I said, I would like them
Yeah,
to actually get the
I'm
spot.
glad they have this cushion, right? Like a big, like a
5 points,
medium
6 points.
trizzle error isn't gonna like knock them out. So, yeah. Let's hope it stays. And I'm hoping they get a little like a PCS bump. I'd like to see it like a little higher. They got high sevens consistently from the panel here. So I definitely think in the free dance you'll see some more eights, maybe some of the depending on how well they skate.
Reed and Ambrulovicious, bringing us to the club. That is their
Every
specialty.
year.
Yeah, at least this year they didn't say, oh, we listened to all this music and we came upon the same obscure piece and we said we have to use it. It is their shtick, though. This is what they're known for now, and I feel like all the programs kind of look like each other and all the vibes. A lot of their they did children 1 year, and they're easily going to qualify a spot. They're easily going to win here. I mean, 80 points in the rhythm nets. This is a team that was on the European podium. This is a team that was already in the top 10, pushing for that top 5, top 6 in the world. They had that big mistake at Worlds by 1/100th of a point. They did not qualify to the free dance.
Insane.
So obviously they were going to get a spot here. I still think though, I know that they were ranked at this higher level, but I would say if anyone really, I don't want to say deserves because it's not nice, but if anyone would be more suited to be in this Lapareva-Brissot kind of pushing down the rankings as we're seeing, I think it's actually this team. I don't think that their basic skating really holds up compared to, you're looking at the other top 10 in the world, and I think they're the ones that are maybe the odd ones out here. I think their programs are relatively more open and more simple
They
and
are.
more vibes, you know. So I would say they would be, for me, make more sense to kind of be in that second warm-up group in the free dance rather than seeing some of these other teams that because other teams are coming back or whatever, they're getting pushed down or supposedly
Yeah,
getting pushed
like
down.
definitely that team where so much of its charisma, so much of it's like the performance, and just, again, the club type where that's really not in style in ice dance today. It really kind of goes back to that cheesy 90s, early 2000s kind of ice dance that I kind of like, to be
I
honest with
like
you.
it. No, I like it. I like their programs, but it's just as far
But the
as there's a
results, right, that don't
technical
really
eye
match the
goes.
skating.
Yeah, the PCS, I think the choreography is not as intricate. I think that even the basics are just not there. And skating skills are worth a lot still, or they should be, you know. And there's not really a differentiation there. So I just feel like their PCS and their GOE should not quite be where it is. And if you're going to skate to "I'm too sexy for my shirt" and the shirt stays on, then you're not interpreting the music, and it should be a 0.25 interpretation score. The end.
I'm glad someone did skate to Right Said Fred, though. Like,
You
of
know,
course it would be
also,
them.
Green and Parsons also just announced their music and they're skating to it too.
Oh, see, I
Yeah.
hear that and I'm like, that's doesn't work for them. But we'll see.
I don't
It's a
know.
very different choice for that camp, so, but we'll see. Like, I'll keep an open mind.
And
Their
just
skating
going
is
back
good.
to Reed and Ambrula Vicious, I'm not being serious. They don't deserve a 0.25. Just
Yeah, I
making a
know.
joke. But yeah, I think that they're a
Yeah, they got a lot of
little.
nines though, which to me was a bit much. I'm like, nines? They're not. No, I. You should read the description, judges. Like, what deserves a nine? It's
Read
not
the rule
them.
book.
Please. Yes, thank you.
Let's do an honorable mention. Soucy's and Fierce of Ireland via Canada. They are not, so they're married, but she is nowhere near having citizenship. There is no other team from Ireland. So they're just here basically, I guess, to see where they stack up against the rest of the competition and get themselves out there to see where they're scored, whatever. But th their spot here is they're not going to take a spot away from anybody else. They're not, their result means essentially nothing in terms of the Olympic picture. But, you know, th talk about the 90s vibe. And the 90s was a really cheesy time. And there's all these disgusting clothes. And I always look at like pictures of when I was a kid and what I was dressed in. And I'm like, wow, like, I don't
I
know.
know,
And the
right?
big hair. You know, they really went all out and kind
Yeah,
of
I loved it.
found outfits and found a vibe and found music that really does represent this kind of cheesy
They
90s.
leaned into how tacky the 90s were, which I loved, right? It's like I saw this comment, but they're the every other teams that take note of their costumes pretty much, right? Because everyone
Yeah,
else is
100%.
it's just using some type of like typical ice dance costume you would skate today to any type of program. It doesn't scream 90s. Even the programs that I like, the costumes don't really fit necessarily, but theirs did. I really enjoyed that aspect. And even then, it's like, okay, and this might sound strange, but they skated this with a level of inauthenticity that also made it more enjoyable. Like, they just don't get what they're doing, which I loved too, which also to me screams very
I thought they were
90s.
just having fun. Like, it was
That,
such
yeah.
stupid fun, and they kept it out throughout. And skating has regressed. I can
It
say
has.
that, and you know, not it's it, it has regressed. They've slowly gone down from, I think, when they were at Worlds for Canada, they were like 14th or 13th or something, and now they're not making the free dance at Worlds. They're struggling to make the free dance, and they're way down and challenge. You know, it's just, I think they're also four continents medalists, if I'm correct, in an Olympic year. I'm pretty sure. But anyways, they're not like, their level now is not there. You can attribute that to not skating for Canada anymore, but I also think that the skating has just kind of regressed. However, they did say on the air last night that this is their last season, supposedly, and I think that this is like, I'm like, finally they have this big personality. Whether it's authentic or not, I don't care. They're actually showing some some personality, and I really enjoy the program. I enjoy the outfits, and this would be something that would actually, I think, make waves on social media if they got enough exposure at bigger events. But I don't know that they will. So, but I
Yeah,
enjoyed it.
I'm glad that they stuck around until now just for this. To even just show this example of kind of like how you should style for a 90s program.
All right, so
No.
that's our wrap up for dance.
Oh,
Again,
and before
tell
we move
me.
on, though, something I knew it was coming. You could see it just in how the rhythm dance has become so just kind of paint by numbers for so many teams. Oh, it was screaming here, where every team, except maybe two or three, ended with some combination of a rotational lift and then the choreographic rhythm
But
sequence,
that happened last
and
year. I told
like
you.
clockwork. Yeah, but not everyone was at least doing a rotational lift last year. I think, was there any team in this competition that didn't do a rotational lift?
Yeah, I don't know actually.
Yeah, and even just that. So like it's become a bit much. It's become something you could totally expect. I'm literally like, oh, it's the last minute. Here comes the choreographic step. Oh, great. Let's set up for the lift.
I mean,
Okay.
I get it though. Like, I get it though. You're not going to end on a midline step when, Judy
Yeah, it's
Blumberg's on
fair.
this panel giving level one to everything. So
They're
you want to put like a stumbling around element as the last element that
on a
goes on for
basic
a
level
minute.
calls
Yeah. Oh,
too,
yeah.
yeah.
That too. Yeah. But you don't want to do that. You don't want to put the pattern step where they're stumbling around on that too. I mean, you could end on twizzles, but it's kind of like, do the twizzle and then
Yeah.
like end. And no, I feel like just like in singles, and we talked about this, I feel like it is now so locked in the order that you have to put things that it's just going to make sense and at least try to give this big finish that we have to expect that and that's what it is. And they need to go back to the drawing board in terms of I think getting a list of elements to choose from that all have the same similar value, whatever, rather than everyone doing the same thing, because that is what is. And when I was at Worlds recording every last skater and there were a lot of skaters in the rhythm dance, so like 37 or something. Every single program basically followed the same shape, and even in the free dance, it's like, you know what's coming towards the end, a bunch of choreographic elements that don't really go anywhere on the ice surface. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, once a team like Papadakis and Cicerone starts getting away with it, everyone's gonna start getting away with
Yeah,
it.
they're gonna
Yeah,
emulate, yeah.
yep. I mean, like, but anyway, yeah. On to pairs, where
On to
there's what
pairs.
only three spots.
Three, however.
Okay. Go
Ganesh
ahead.
and Chigarev of Uzbekistan were 10th at Worlds, so for they had a spot already confirmed. They had a chance to send a second team here if there would be a second team to try to earn a second spot. However, they split up, and he,
Oh.
as far as I know, he's retired. She is
Oh, wow.
in early stages of skating with Marco Zandron, but he competed last year around the time of the Olympics, so he's not an option to get this mysterious Uzbekistan citizenship like almost immediately. Like they can't. So if they stay together as a team, they're out of the question for the Olympics. I don't know of any other team from Uzbekistan. Sikor Lidze said in Russia that they're not going to give any more passports, blah blah blah. So I would assume there's going to be four spots. Now, if
Interesting.
she were to find a partner, I guess, that has a passport for Uzbekistan, they could technically just take the spot and go as long as they get the minimums. But I would say there's four spots for
Oh
now, at
wow,
least.
okay. Yeah. That's a little less stressful for these teams then. Because I'm literally like, yeah, three spots was tight. Yeah.
Surprisingly, I would say, like, I thought this was going to be much different than how it turned out.
So I don't know what's going on with Sui and Han. I'm not sure if there was an official announcement that they're actually not coming back.
Nope.
So or just it's all just we don't know.
Nope.
Because
We don't
my guess
know.
is if they are still coming back, they're not in form and they don't want to showcase a weak form internationally. So now they're
So,
counting on their compatriots to qualify the spot for them.
yeah, th this is so this is weird to me because there was a little, I know over the summer you've kind of been in and out, and me too for some periods, but over the summer or at some point earlier when the start of the season, there was a post on social media that people were running with. That were like, oh, we're not prepared, we're not whatever, it's not the comeback's not going to work how it was. But they ended up finding out this post was actually from 2 years ago, and I think people were misconstruing the timeline for it and they just saw it and assumed it was now. But then, they're not sent to this competition, they're still listed for the Grand Prix, so who knows? They're not listed for any other competition as far as we know. We don't see any social media, we don't see any videos, we don't see practice clips. And it is weird though that you're sending another team that going in, I wouldn't even say, oh, this team's a shoo-in to get this spot anyways. If
Right.
Sui and Han were like really serious about, going to the Olympics, I think it would have been a big gamble unless China really knew, like, oh, this team's gonna deliver. Because, like you said, they're going to this event to essentially give the spot to
Right.
somebody else.
But they
If
must have had incredibly solid practices, right? Because It's pairs. If you're
Yeah.
clean, you're doing pretty well, right?
Standing up
Like
on
for
your
the most
jumps,
part.
rotating. Yeah,
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah. And so in a competition like this, I imagine they were like, hey, if they're clean, they're gonna qualify a spot, be top three for sure. And also though, I can't imagine what it's like to be Zhang and Huang and to be like, hey, I'm set here to do someone else a
Yeah,
favor.
yeah.
Yeah. But
I
they skated
don't.
solid, really clean, even if completely unmemorable, but there's a lot to work with there. You could see to where in 4 years they could be in contention for a lot more. Like that throw
You know,
triple
but
flip was so good.
we say that about a lot of the Chinese
That's true.
teams. But you know, in women, we'll get to it. How you know this? The Chinese skater, they sent, well, cool program. You know, I would
Never
never
heard of
expected
that.
like this vibe. So I think China's come a long way in terms of actually selling the program. And you know, Changjiang Li was around in the late 90s, early 2000s, and the men used to get a bad rap for, you know, just doing quads, and that's all they really had. But Changjiang Li had this Star Wars
The Star
program
Wars
by
program.
Lori Nichol. Yeah. And it had like the devil ears at one point, and it had
Yeah.
so much like little cool
And the
quirky
weird hand movements
choreography.
like
Yeah,
that. Yeah, I remember
exactly.
that.
Yes,
Yes. Yes. It was so good.
yeah. So I think that was the beginning. You know, that's 20 years ago already. So I think we're way past the point of saying, oh, they don't really sell the program, but we'll see where they go. I'll say they're technically, they look strong. They need to develop pretty much everything else. Uh,
I agree. Yeah.
but you know what? I mean,
But
they
who
did
else
well
is doing a
here.
throw triple flip that well in the world?
Yeah, yeah,
Nobody.
yeah, yeah.
Literally that the pick to the landing, light,
Yep.
smooth, great. You could just feel that like she was feeling the landing and her flowing out with it. Like it was awesome. Undermarked even, I would say, given even the high GOE.
So, like we said, there's basically now, if that spot from Uzbekistan isn't used, it looks like the four spots, there's a comfortable lead for these four teams. Interestingly enough, three of these four teams are going to be in the team event, so this helps them as well, or need to get qualified to the team event. China's one of them, actually. They only have a male skater that's qualified to the Olympics so far. So
Oh.
they would need the pair, they would need ice dancers are kind of borderline, and they would need the woman. The woman's in good shape, so they have a good chance of getting to the team event from this. So the Kovalevs, actually, you know, and I know we talked about this at Worlds. We were going up this slow moving escalator at Worlds trying to get to the men's free skater. I don't know. It might have been women's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it
But
was
anyways,
yeah, it was the men's, I think.
whatever.
It was
The
the
pairs was earlier that day. But anyway, so we're going up this escalator slow, slow, slow. And they were getting a stern talking to, like out in the open on one of the concourses, by the French team after they did not qualify. Whatever, it was the pair short program day because they didn't qualify the free skate. But whatever that day was, later in the day when we were going up, we see them like getting basically like barked at for the result. And I don't know what was said there, but they've come back now looking like a pretty brand new team.
Yeah, I was like, where was this team? Like, because it's clearly they've always had this potential. It was a lot, there was a
But
lot
it was
more
weird
finish, a lot
programs.
more extension. Yeah, and the programs were weird. Whereas this is just kind of more typical, right? This is kind of more what you would expect from figure skating. They're not trying to do weird character pieces that they can't play.
Britney Spears.
What was this? Like, the improvement is so surprising. I have to say, like I the posture's better, the extension's better, the skating
Bruno
skills
Massot.
seem better. Like, and I remember like when the announcement to Massot was first like put on Instagram, I was like, is this just for marketing? But no, this is real. This was a real coaching change that's creating real results. Like their second place here so far deserved.
Yeah, and
Wow.
you know,
Yeah.
there's still a free skate to get through, and we know in for all these pairs, anything
Yeah.
can happen. But it was at least nice. It seems like they took the whatever you want to say, the unfortunate event of not even qualifying to the free skate, to actually bettering themselves by a lot for this season.
And just in terms of character of them as athletes and as people, there's a lot of people who would have gotten that talking to that we saw and would have just like crumbled, would have been like, we're not coming back, would have just taken it to like personally in some way, a criticism of them as human beings or something. But no, instead they were like they're meeting the challenge, which I respect so much.
Agapova and Rachmanin from Armenia. This is a team, you know, they competed at John Nix a few weeks ago. Other than that, I don't think most people really know that much about them.
Yeah. I know we've seen them before, but I forget them every time.
Yeah. I mean, they're very technically proficient as well. That twist was huge. Everything looked all right. They skated to Artsakh, which one of my favorite skaters, we're again going back to the same generation, but Alexander Abt used this music for his 2001 2002 short. And if you want to see someone that had the best flow and easy gliding and all this, it was really showcased in this particular program with this music. And he wore a very similar outfit to what he's wearing in this pairs program. But anyways, I think with if they keep doing what they're doing, I think this is going to go the same direction as Metalkina and Brulava, and they're going to start getting very high PCS as well. Whether it's really breaking out of their shells or not, I just see if they're going to be consistent and they're going to have these big pair elements. I thought, I knew they weren't going to get mid sevens for PCS just yet, but I feel like as the year progresses, they are. And then you're
I agree.
looking almost at 70 points in the short program. And what does that do? That puts you like borderline final group already. And I see like that's the direction they're going. I think, if they're technically proficient in the free skate as well, I think that they're easily qualifying a ticket.
And it puts them in contention even for like Europeans, which is surprising, depending on just, where the trajectory goes. But yeah, I put here like they pretty much were just doing slow and steady. Let's just focus on being clean, doing the elements well. The music can come later, right? The actual interpretation come later. But it works. I did write a note here though. The Japanese judge put them first in PCS and their own team in third.
I don't know. The Japanese
Yeah.
respect skating so much, I don't know what happened there. I really they were maybe
Oh.
she was thinking of Apt, Alexander Apt. I don't know. Really, I don't
Yeah.
interesting. But yeah, I do think that they have, if they stick with it, I think that they're going to progress very quickly. And then Nagaoka Moriguchi from Japan. Disaster. And I even said it before it happened at Worlds. I knew something. I knew that twist
On
was
the
going to
twist.
crash. Yes, I knew because I saw in practice that it wasn't there. I knew something was going to happen. They didn't qualify the free skate at Worlds. But this is a team, and I'm telling you, they're going to jump their way in the free skate. They might win this competition because they will potentially just out TES all the other teams, and it's going to be done dynamically. So much speed. I think that in one of the Grand Prix events last year, they were last in the short program, and then they might have even been third in the free skate. Just like, and this is as a complete unknown team at this point. They're going to jump their way into an Olympic spot almost for sure. And I mean, they could always bomb, but I like what I see. I like that excitement, much like the ice dancers. I feel like they're bombing through everything. It's almost like this reckless abandon where you think things could go wrong at any second, and sometimes it does for them. But there's an excitement about that because they're not so meticulously cautious going into everything, and we see that so much now. We see like no listening to the music or no paying attention to the program because it's just so like focused on getting through these elements. And with them, it's the exact opposite. So it's much like their teammates, Mir and Kihara, when they first came out, all this speed, kind of not the best finish, but everything was done so big. And I feel like this is the direction that they're going as well.
And I feel like Nagaoka and Moriguchi, they have way more personality, charisma too. There's like a lot, like, again, I agree, so much potential, and just the speed, just even relative to this field, was just like, just with that, it made the program so interesting, right? Like, I don't even think I needed music at that point, just because, like, watching everyone else and then watching them, I'm just like, I don't care. I'll just turn the volume down. Here you go. Go to the Olympics, please.
And
Like,
even with that bit, like you have to think though, like this team is still relatively unknown. I mean, they did not qualify to the free skate at Worlds. They're not really going to get like this massive kind of boost for whatever reason. There's no reason to do it, but they're scoring. They're so close to everybody else right now. I don't know. Like,
first in PCS overall. Yeah,
and they
I
not making
it's
that fall. They're also pushing almost 70 points. I really think I think their free skate score is going to be massive. I think they're a team that's if they go somewhat clean, not even completely clean, they're looking at 130, which is they're far and away good for a spot as long as
I
they
agree
earn
with
it.
you, they might win this competition. Yeah.
So okay, honorable mentions. Who else did we see? Valesi and Bidar, he's been at the last two Olympics. I guess they're kind of in there. I mean, there's a big point difference between they're actually tied with the team right behind them, but the separation between the top four and then the rest of the group
Yeah.
is somewhat severe.
But it's pairs, right? And so if they have a really good day tomorrow and one or a two teams have a really bad day, like it's pairs. It's very chaotic. So who knows? Yeah.
Throw air. I just don't I don't see them being a factor. I didn't think that the program, nothing really stood out for me. I think it's amazing that he's back with another partner. Actually, her old partner is skating for Iceland now, and I thought that he and his partner have
Oh.
really improved in the year that they've been together as well. So, again, I don't, you know what? I should know this and I don't know this, but she's Italian as far as I know, and I don't even know if she's able to skate for Czechia in the Olympics, but so yeah, they're sitting in that fifth place spot, actually tied with the Ukrainians right behind them, same exact score. I know people really like the Ukrainians. They've done well junior worlds last year. They went back to junior worlds much like the Georgians and they got their medal, and they're a little bit above that level already, but I think their
Yeah, it
program's
was,
sloppy, they're
yeah,
lacking.
it was really sloppy. I agree with that. Like, it just didn't seem like they were ready. Some of the other teams saw this almost like as where they needed to peak, whereas it didn't feel like that from the Ukrainians at all. This felt very like early fall. I don't see them climbing back up just with the quality of the elements so far.
Shin and Naj, so this is a little bit controversial as well. Our favorite person in the world, Dave Lees, spilled during the champs
Oh.
camp that this team had won the pairs monitoring session and that they were essentially going to be sent to this competition. Then we see later competitions where their scores are not good. There's other teams like McBeath and Parkman, Chan and Howe. There's other teams that could be sent that potentially will score higher, have shown more in the past. They're not a brand new team, blah, blah, blah. But they stuck, USFS stuck with this team to be sent here. I've spoken so much about Balazs Nagy being like the perfect pairs partner. I thought this when he was skating with Maria Pavlova for Hungary in 2022. I thought this with Chelsea. I really thought that, he is a rock solid, consistent partner. If he finds the right partner, they're going to be at the top of the world. I don't know now because something's going on where there's just a lapse of judgment. There's too much thinking going on. I don't think this partnership, out of all the ones I've seen him in, I don't think that this one has really
Yeah.
gelled. It's not. He stood out to me as such a good skater for so long, and now I'm just kind of like,
There's a lot of
he's.
potential you see, but yeah, I agree with you. And I even see it in like the performance chemistry. It's just really not there. Whereas like what was Naj's last partner?
Chelsea Liu.
Chelsea Liu, yeah, there was so much chemistry there in the performance and everything. No jump elements, right? To speak of. But it at least performance-wise, it was so good. It was so enjoyable. This feels very like heavy. It feels very like they're
A lot of work.
Trudging through mud, like a lot of work, exactly. Yeah.
And they more or less got through, they didn't really get through the jump elements, but they get to a death spiral. He almost immediately loses that pivot. So that's, no points at all. The only way you get points or levels in death spiral is you need to pivot, and you need the woman's needs to her neck or her head needs to be
The
below
head.
her leg, and
The knee.
they need to do below the knee, and they need to do the amount of rotations they do is the level. That is all that goes into a death spiral. So when you lose that pivot, you get no points, you get nothing. That's a big zero. So that hurt them. And in general, I just don't think that this program really stood out as anything
I
either. And I
agree.
understand that they're newer, but it's there,
I just
So,
watched it like a few hours ago. I don't even remember what the music is.
Godfather.
See? It's Godfather. Now I can hear it, right? But even then, it's just like it was so unmemorable because everything was just so distracting. You're just paying attention to how like everything's just hasn't gelling. The transitions are awkward, not smooth.
So they have 53.99. They are almost 10 points out of that top four grouping. As far as I know, they would have to go absolutely clean, I think.
Yeah. They really needed that 4 points from the death spiral. They
And
really
then
did.
some though. I mean, I think it was going to be a big hurdle regardless
Yeah.
of how they skated. I don't think that the USFS,
I
I
mean,
don't know
like,
what I don't know what the
I don't know
thinking was to say
either.
they were right or wrong, right? But it is kind of
But even then, I think like Chan Hao are fifth in the world.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and I know that shoulder injury really just kind of killed that momentum for them, but like, how bad of a shape are they in to where they're not the ones you send here? Like, I just,
Yeah.
anyway, we'll, those probably be debated for a little
Yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the last ones, the Koreans, just an honorable mention for them too, because I'm like, Korean skaters to me have kind of become like a novelty in competitions. You never really know when they're going to come. Even if they qualified a spot here, there's no guarantee they'd even use it at the
Oh, they would
Olympics.
go. They would go.
Okay.
They would go for sure. This team actually, though, she was part of that team that
Yeah.
everybody fell in love with in 2018. And I'm pretty sure in that Olympics or that Worlds, they were like 11th. They were right outside the top 10.
Oh, yeah.
I could still remember their short program was A Day in the Life. I remember very well. I feel like, this is 8 years later. There was nothing remarkable. This music even sounded like it was AI generated almost, and it was just repetitive, and there was nothing to it. And oh, the one thing that I would say is like the plus, I thought some of the choreography within the step sequence was interesting, but almost I think every element was negative to some level. All the levels were low. It just didn't look like they were really prepared. Now, I remember way back in the day, like you go to 2005 when it was Vienna Cup or whatever, and we never saw the qualifying competition for the Olympics until I think 2018 was the first time. But anyways, in 2005, I'm pretty sure the Korean man finished second place in that competition, and then he went to the Olympics, and I'm pretty sure he landed a quad. And no, the North Korean man, I don't think anyone had ever seen this guy before prior to this, because you don't see him at the qualifying competition. There's no media like there is today. Then he goes to the Olympics, and I'm pretty sure, I don't know if I'm mistaking years, but one of them did a quad toe. And it's just out of nowhere. So, they have like their stock of skaters that they like to, send out here or there. I really thought like going into this competition, I don't know why, because this team did skate last year and we saw what they were like. I thought maybe this year they'll be so improved that they'll be in the running, but clearly, they're not. They're way far behind now and they're not going to catch up. All right, so that's it for pairs. The pairs free skate actually is tonight, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think it's yeah,
Tonight.
the pairs and women
Yeah.
finish night.
So then we move on to the women. There are five spots up for grabs. I don't know of any shifting that's going to change that. Initial wondering. Obviously, we finally get to an event that has these neutral athletes from Russia and Belarus because the ones they decided to list in pairs and dance did not get through the criteria of screening or whatever they did. So now we have Petrosian in the women. How will she be scored? It's interesting because she really only ever had a junior career. This is now senior career. We haven't seen Russian skaters in general now for four seasons. This is going on 4 seasons. Read a little bit about her prior to this. Apparently she's been injured. She's not really doing quads right now. She doesn't need to qualify a spot. And then also you have Luna Hendricks, who she was injured. She did not go to Worlds. Nina Pinzeroni qualified her spot. She qualified the chance for Hendricks to get the second spot. Is she recovered? Is she going to get thrown these eights and nines for PCS? I love Luna Hendricks. I love her skating more or less, but I think that her programs have become emptier as she's established herself on the podium more and more. As she's gotten older, maybe the injuries have been creeping in slowly. But anyways, we're gonna get to all this. But these, I guess, were my questions. Petrosian, how's she gonna show up? Because no one really knows anything about her. And then Hendricks, what is her status? Is she healthy? Is she still dealing with injury? Anyways, so let's start with Petrosian.
Yeah, so like I had read that there was a rumor that she was injured, or they were saying something to the press
Yeah.
about that her
Yeah.
team, and they actually brought the backup skater here just in case. But now that Petrosian has skated, that's it. She's the only one who could possibly go to the Olympics, etc. And then, but there's this stereotype about the Ateri skater that everything's painted by numbers. And to me, she screams that because I just didn't feel any type of personality, no actual thing that like what makes her unique. So even with like some of the ones in the going back to 2022, we want to go back to that traumatic competition, it felt like three distinct skaters, right? With three distinct styles in some way. And maybe the gold medalist was the one with the least amount of that. But this, I'm just like, ugh. I know we were wondering, did she get sevens or eights? Because, back in the day, a brand new Atari skater on the Grand Prix circuit was going to get eights immediately. This, it was like, okay, high sevens, low eights. Even that, though, felt a little bit like an overscore. I didn't really feel like there was much interpretation going on at all, but it was serviceable. I expect her to more or less get first or second here, right? And she'll probably be in the eights in the free skate at this point.
I don't know about that. I think
You don't think
they
so?
scored her. It is true though. I think I might have been one of the people that kind of started this whole thing. But I said, with Lipnitskaya, everyone was raving over her way back in the day, and I'm like, no, she literally skates from element to element and doesn't really. It's just always some kind of movement, and it's a sprint. It's never like pacing ever. And then Medvedeva and Zagitova and all of these
I was
they.
like, this guy was artistic because he just looks sad all the time.
Yeah.
That's really what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, so but it was just it's all the skaters, they just plow through everything, and there's really it's just always some kind of leg lift or movement or like something going on, and it's really you don't appreciate the choreography that there is most of the time because there's just so much going on, and it's almost
Yeah,
too much, right?
no one's choreographing to the skater. Yeah,
Yeah, it's just
exactly.
it's all the same. So we haven't seen it for it's crept into other kind of camps and nations, I would say this style of just plowing through, but you see it full force again at this event, and I didn't miss it, I'll tell you that. Like it's
Same. Yeah, I can leave it. Take it or leave it, I can leave it.
but here's
Yeah.
the thing, we have the sport is going to reward the big jumpers, and we don't have big jumpers in the women's competition. You can say yes, Amber Glenn has one triple axel, wow, that's eight points. But when you have a skater that potentially has several quads and there's no one else doing anything similar, she could
Yeah.
jump her way to the Olympic gold medal. She could. I mean, it's just how it is. She can't do it in the short program, but in the free skate, she could let free and do all these in. And you would hope that the PCS would be more reality based, but like technical elements and these big elements
Yeah, and
tend to kind
I
of.
think that's like uncharted waters too, just for like how she does get scored, considering that her actual federation isn't allowed in the competition, right? And there's just this one carve out for the Olympics, essentially. Who knows,
So
right?
will the I guess A, will the judges allow for a skater who's entered into this one competition only to win the Olympics? B, will the even if the judges try not to, will she have such a technical cushion that it might not matter? I
Right,
mean,
like even if they just st stick her with low eights and PCS, what, like that still only gives her like a
8
4 point
points
behind in the
less than
short
the top.
program,
Yeah,
an eight-ish in like the
exactly.
free, so she could easily with big elements overcome 12 to 15 points.
I didn't not like her. I just felt like it was more of the same that we've seen, and I didn't find it special, but I have no qualms with like her actually getting the spot. It's the rules.
Yeah,
Like
for real,
they
same.
allowed for it, and she wasn't scored like massively. I would have bumped the PCS down, but I don't think that she was massively generously thrown scores. So Gubanova from well, okay, so Gubanova was one of these unlucky people at Worlds that didn't qualify to the free skate. She was heartbroken. She goes to World Team Trophy and she skates like she could be on the Olympic podium. I mean, it was really good. So we see more of that kind of skater today. She looks like she has now a fire to deliver. She's typically not a very strong early season skater. I don't think she's ever won a Grand Prix medal, but then she's on the European podium almost every year, and she's been a European champion. So she's more of a later year type of when she starts to hit. This competition short program was so good. She looked relaxed. She actually looked like she was having fun. I think the last few
Yeah, for
years, it's
real.
kind of looked like she's dissociated, not even disinterested, just not really. I don't know what's
Just not
going on,
enjoying
but
herself, not liking being in competition. You don't even feel like she enjoys training at all. It's all some level of work and drudgery. Whereas like this, almost like the Kovalevs, she's rising to the challenge, or she fell and it's like, you know what, I'm gonna climb back up. And you can see that. I agree with you. There's like a fire there. It feels like redemption. I really enjoyed this program. Like I. When before Gubanova skates, part of me is like, eh, I don't really need to pay attention sometimes, like, but with this, I was glad I did. I was really glad I did. She got first in PCS, which was deserved too, like, and over Hendrix, which I think is a surprise that the judges did
Yeah,
that.
that is a surprise. But she's skating to Ghost the Musical on the free skate, and that's going in the feeling good kind of realm. I don't know.
No, the
I don't
Ilya the
know.
Katsalapov curse still
Yeah.
lives. Like they introduce it to figure skating, it will just not go away.
It will never go away. But yeah, so her PCS was the best. As long as I think she's basic. She needs to do like three triples maximum, and she'll be in. And now, and also, Georgia, I'm telling everybody, I've said this at Worlds, they're going to be in contention for the bronze medal in the team event.
Oh, I agree with you.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. So she has that
Especially
ready. I mean,
with,
she,
yeah.
she's already, I mean, the thing is, they're another, Georgia has so many points that if she were to, for whatever reason, not qualify to the individual event, she will be in the team event as an extra quota, and she's fighting for a medal there. So she has that going, but she's going to qualify. And then Hendrix, yeah, so big question mark about her, where what her level is, if she's fully recovered or not. Her social media kind of suggested maybe she's working on getting there. But I will say, even before this injury and this time that she was away, her jump started to look tighter. Her rotation issues started to become much more of a thing. A lot of the time, the panels would look the other way on it. If I'm being honest, triple Lutz, triple toe, or whatever it is she starts with, I think it was Lutz toe. A lot of the time, that toe loop was so short, and they wouldn't even call it as like a cue. And
I
so
know.
I think that she got a lot of benefit, maybe more than some of the other skaters. But I still think, you know, the first two jumping passes here had mistakes. I don't know if she's fully back with it. But as we said when we started this women's kind of debate, I think her programs are gimmicky, and they have a style, but
The one
there's
note, yeah.
not too much kind of going on in them. And she still gets big
Transitions,
PCS
yeah,
though.
no. And I
Yeah,
think even
transitions, who
Mark, who
cares?
calls her out on it too? Is it Mark or Ted? I don't remember. How she just, like, there's three times of the program where she's just standing around and pretty much just voguing or whatever, right? Like, yeah, level four posing.
Everything just
It's.
looks tight now. Everything is tighter, and this was not something that was already coming in before this. So again, though, you know, she has this presence, and she has beautiful outfits. She has good music most of the time. She gets these big PCS regardless. That's not going to change. I mean, they're not going to reverse course on somebody now. But I saw glimpses of, you know, maybe worrying for her for the free skate. But I think that, again, she's another one. Do two or three triples, she's going to get the
Yeah.
PCS that more than enough to pull her in. So I don't think it's going to be an
Because
issue.
you're looking at here in the field, right? There's like a few skaters with like around 32, 33 in PCS, and then it goes down to like 26, 27. And then you have Joseph Ann that just even you could tell the judges enjoy her quirkiness a lot, but not enough to like really put her in contention. But that's really the only anomaly in terms of like the PCS grouping. So it's really clear the top three here. Yeah.
So Ruiyang Zhang from China. I mean, really, where did she come from? Not
Yeah, who is
only did
she?
she skate really well, she was another one because, you know, you had Xian Yan from Worlds last year. That was like the chosen one for China, and I thought she would be sent to this event. And then you send this skater who I'm not super familiar with. I mean, looking at her results, she was eighth at Nationals last year in senior and fifth
Right.
in junior. So she won the Asian Open earlier this year. I guess they saw in that competition, like, this is the one to send, and I think so far it looks like a good decision. Skating
Yeah.
to Frozen by Madonna, let's give the Grishuk and Platov vibes.
Yes.
But it was a good skate, and it was showing personality. You know, I made the comment that in the beginning she goes right up against the judges on the boards, and you could hear, like, in the video, you could hear, like, I think one of the judges, like, kind of gasped, because I wouldn't be expecting that, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it kind of, it was fresh. It had personality. It had like this dark side to it, which the music asked for.
Yeah,
I was
yes.
impressed. I was impressed
Me
with her.
too. I caught off guard, like, you know, like, because at first, I didn't watch this live. I was just kind of going in competition order. I'm like, Zhang, who's this? Like, I wasn't expecting very much. I was expecting something serviceable, like, but no, probably the program I enjoyed the most for the women here. Yeah, just like you're saying, it was unexpected, but even that, the interpretation was really good. And even it, I wouldn't even say it was like an all-in interpretation, but it felt really authentic to her.
It
And
has a
that's what I really
dark kind
enjoyed.
of vibe to it, right? So you don't have to be like fully. It's one of
There
those
was an,
angsty
yeah, it was like a
pieces.
dark vibe with angst, yet her innocence came through too. Like, and
Yeah.
that's what I felt. And just really good, really enjoyable. Well, the one question I have though, does she have the tech content to keep this place and for the free
I
program?
mean,
I actually don't know.
she has a cushion, and the PCS was more or less in line with a lot of the other skaters that she'll be, competing with. So,
And she skates well, we'll see her rise probably to into the sevens.
Yakaleva from St. Petersburg via Cyprus. I don't really have any comments about her. She was there. She's in fifth place right now, which would get her a spot to the Olympics. I just didn't think that she was remarkable. Cyprus had two women, one of which now skates ice dance for the United States, but they were kind of going neck and neck at the last Olympic cycle, and I thought they were much more intriguing skaters. Competent, not much past that. I don't know what to expect from her because she's another one that doesn't really have a tremendous amount of results. She was 22nd at World Juniors last year, so for her to be able to qualify would be a huge thing. But yeah, just good. No other comments.
Yeah, same. It's almost like that for like a lot of the field here, I would say. You know, the rest of
Yeah.
it, like I, yeah.
One I will say though, so there's a tight competition for that fifth spot. Mia Risa Gomez from Norway. I really like her skating. I really, really like her skating. I think her PCS should have been higher. I think that her program is, I think her feeling to her skating is really nice. I would have 100% had her much, much higher in PCS than Yakuleva, and I think it was only like a point difference or something. But I hope she has the technical content to potentially push for that last spot. However, since there are 25 women entered, it means there's only five people in the final group. So she misses out on the final group, and
Oh
you know,
no. Yeah, okay, that's a
So
bad luck.
we'll see. Yeah, we'll see if that affects her. As much as we want to say that it's not something, it might be.
It is something.
Safonova is in seventh place. She had some success in the past. She's from Belarus. She's another one that has not been able to skate internationally since 2022. But she's been in the top 10 at European. She's almost been in the top 10 at Worlds. I know we looked at her skating scores protocol from her nationals last year, and she scored massively. I think she did all of her jumps. There's no video for it, but I mean, she was doing all her jumps. So I think she is one that could potentially jump her way into one of those spots too, depending on what the technical content is for the two in front of her. But I would say, yeah, she's still in it. And then an interesting one, Kristina Lisovskaya from Estonia.
Yeah, I don't.
I think Mark or Ted said so she's 20. She just turned 25. Don't
Oh.
really know much about her. Yeah, don't know much about her. She went to Europeans once and was 27th. Otherwise, Challenger Series sometimes, but like fourth at Nationals, third, fourth, seventh, like not really ever up there in terms of the Estonian skaters. Nina Petrikina, having the success that she had, now gives her the opportunity to try to get the spot. Mark said something that I'm happy that he said it because I totally agree. He said she reminds him of Olga Markova, who was a Russian skater in the mid-90s, late 90s. Always did like these bestie squats and these kind of angular, like always weird, but she was so cool. Her bolero is one of the best. You talk about Tore Vladin being the bolero, but if you watch her short program to bolero, it was so good. So good.
And I loved her, like, even to post skating her show programs, because there was like a level of tackiness
Oh
that was
my God,
endearing.
no. She did
So
not even know.
endearing.
I know what you're talking about. When she skated to Go Down Moses, she's in a boa and like acting like a floozy up again. No. She did not. I have a feeling she didn't even know what that song was about, and that program was just thrown together
And she
because
has like one too, I think, where she's in like some leopard print, and it's
that was a free
so.
skate. That was Yanni.
Oh, that was actually a free skate. And it
Olga
was just
Markova.
so tacky, but I loved it, right? Because there was like
Listen,
an.
I love her. I could tell you about all her competitive programs. I know about that terrible exhibition program she had, but the skating here that I saw from the Estonian, Lisovskaya did remind me of Ozan Markovo as well. So I was very pleasantly surprised. I liked her choreography. I liked what she put into it. She's skating to Requiem for a Dream in the free skate, and I think that could be dark and exciting as well.
Oh,
I hope she
yeah.
gives like that kind of vibe that we don't really see anymore. I hope, again, she's another one I don't really know that much about to know what her technical content is, but she is about 2 points out of that fifth place spot. And the judges actually gave her decent PCS marks. So again,
Yeah.
if she has the content, she's not out of it either. And I would like, you know, she's much like Selevko, you love to short program at Worlds. I want to see her short program at World or at the Olympics. I think it's a vibe. So best wishes to her. And then we have Taljegaard. You know, I knew it was kind of an outside shot. She
Yeah,
made the
always is
Olympics
for her.
last time because she was like 15th at Worlds. Like it was a definitive, like she had that Joker program that was so good, and she skated,
Yeah.
I think, a clean free skate at Worlds. She was way up there. You know, Worlds was in Stockholm that year.
Right.
She was
And the unknown for her was that her federation didn't want to send her, or
right.
the Olympic
And
Committee
I
in
remember I was
Sweden. Yeah.
messaging her. I was, you know, I didn't even know her, but I was like, "Do you have any updates? Do you have any updates?" And she said something to the extent of, "I think they're gonna give me a chance." This was very, very later on after they had said no. So I was excited for that. I don't know that even if she would make it this time that they would send her, because it's all about this
Yeah.
like next generation, give them the chance. Once you've had your chance, forget about you. You know, it's basically like that. So I don't think that she has the consistency or the rotations on the jumps to even be in contention. Even if the judges were to give her appropriate PCS comparatively, I think that she's not really going to be in the picture,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
I do think though it says a lot about her reputation amongst like the fandom. She is kind of that like you would say like the camp favorite, fan favorite. You can see it in the judges too. She's fourth in PCS here.
Much like Sonya Hilmer, she's never going to have like the massive technical. I mean, Sonya might develop still, but she's go I don't know if you've seen Sonya's short program this year. If not, you need to
No, I don't
watch
think
it.
I've
It's
not.
so good. It's so good. So good. But it's
Okay, on the
Taljegaard is
list.
very much like a very character driven, like very sets herself apart on the PCS, and I just don't think that the technical ability is really going to boost her up in this competition to be in contention. Montesinos Cantu of Mexico, she much like Risa Gomez from Norway, beautiful skating, like really beautiful skating. I don't know too that she's going to be able to do enough to climb up to get
Yeah,
into
the technical
contention.
content probably is not
Yeah.
there when you're doing a salchow and a toe as your triples in a
Ex
short
yeah,
program.
exactly. Yeah. So I think I've seen her trying Lutz or landing Lutz even earlier in the year. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure she was at Cranberry, but I remember I liked her skating, and I liked her skating last night. I think she's nice. I loved her program. I think her PCS should be much higher than it is, but she's another one I'm not so sure she could climb up. And then I just want to make special mention Julia Lorencic of Slovenia. She skated to Kanye West last year in the short program, and I'm not kidding you. I posted all those videos on Instagram, and her video has almost a million views. Literally almost a million views. I'm gonna actually
What?
check right now. I'm gonna check right now and tell you how much it is. It's insane. It's just a practice video of her, and I don't know why it became so popular, but it far and away is my most watched video that I put up from the
That's
entire world.
crazy. Okay, send me
Yeah.
that link.
Yeah.
We'll
So
put it in the YouTube too, like in the description if
I'm
you want me to
looking
see
right now to
it.
see what the last count is, but it tells me all the time, like all these new viewers.
That's so random. Oh
Oh,
my
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm a little bit off. Actually, you know what? No. Since it says this media has partial metrics, only content posted after blah blah blah. As of this point, since that counter, 634,000 views.
Oh, so
So,
even so it basically reset, and even since that
yeah.
reset, it's still an
Yeah.
insane amount of that's
Yeah.
insane. Wow.
Yep. So anyways, she's a cool
Wow.
skater. She's not in contention here, but you know, I appreciate her skating. She moves in a different way. She's a vibe. And then Nargis, that's in 13th place from Azerbaijan. She is so unlucky that she was 1/100th of a point from qualifying to the free skate at Worlds, which would have given her the Olympic spot. She's too far down now to even be in contention here as well.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I did actually, we have to mention Dubonina of Serbia. She's been, I think she's probably, I don't want to say the wrong thing. Yeah, she's almost 30.
Oh, wow.
She's 28. Okay, she's 28. Her coach is Maria Butyrskaya. I don't know if you watched her program, but Maria was sitting in the Kiss and Cry with her. She's been
I
with
did
her for so
not.
long. That is like our one chance a few times a year to see Maria because she's always in the Kiss and Cry with her. But she was here today with her as
Now
well.
I have to go watch it. No, I did not watch
Yeah.
Zubanina. No.
And otherwise, I feel bad for Nikki Worries, who came back to the sport, and it looked like she was really improved when she did come back. She's another one that took a little time off, and she's older. She's also 28. I think she took like an entire maybe 4 or 5 years off. And she was skating well, but now she's 22nd in
Yeah.
the short. She's out of it. She's not going to be in contention. So yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah. The women's program, or sorry, the women's competition here is actually really interesting, because we definitely have the lock for the three, but the competition for the last two spots is like pretty wide, it feels like. I really hope Zhang gets one of them, but it could be any of these like eight skaters after that we talked about to get those last two spots, really. Probably the most competitive field here for the spots. So that'll be interesting. Hopefully I can watch some of it live. I'm dubious that I'll be able to do that.
I'm hoping I'm gonna watch it all tonight. Actually, we start with the men's short program tonight. And really quickly, you have any thoughts about who potentially is going to be in there?
I mean, Gumenic, 100%. I think that's the one I'm
Yeah.
most interested to see because I liked him as a skater too before the Russians were taken out of competition. He, was just part of that group of the Russian men where everyone had similar technical content, and the only ones that like really rise out of it is basically who skated clean, and he was just never the one who did. But now to get this spot, he's the one chosen. So I'm really curious to see how much he's grown as a competitor. I always like that his programs are always some type of a level of like a little different than everybody else. And then other than that though, I am looking at the field and literally like, oh, so many of these skaters could qualify these final spots.
I don't know. I think that
Because
there's,
they're so inconsistent. I think that's the thing about the competition for the
yeah.
men here. How many spots is there for men?
Five.
Five as well? Yeah. Because I was trying to count to five, and I was like, oh, I can't safely count to five.
Pitot is looking pretty good this year. He scored pretty big earlier this year, so France has a good
Okay.
chance of getting that third spot.
Yeah.
I
See,
would
I saw
say.
that, but then I thought about last year where he would like win the short program and then just fall apart in the free.
Or the other way,
So many, a
yeah,
lot
the other
of,
way
or the
around.
other way. Yeah.
Kim from Korea, he skated really well on four continents last year. I think he was like sixth or seventh place. He's probably in it as long as he skates well. Genrik Gartung of Germany has the big quads, so he's not a citizen yet, as far as I know. So he would be getting the spot potentially for somebody else if he can't get it in time. But there are other skaters that could use the spot. So he's another one I would say he could probably jump his way into big scores. Reshchenko from Czech, he's definitely somebody that can also jump his way into really big scores. I want to say Donovan is in there with a chance, but I don't know. I saw him earlier this year. I didn't really love his programs. I don't feel like his jumps are going anywhere. So he's gonna get big PCS, that's for sure, but I just don't think that his jumps are reliable enough to say he's in there. Tamer Cooperman, really, I watched his free skate at Junior Worlds last year in real time as it was happening, and wow, he was on fire for the first half of that, and the program was really good. I saw him again earlier this year. I think he was at Cranberry, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he was at Cranberry and finished fourth place. This is why he's sent here. I think he can also, he has big jumps, he's young, he could potentially do it just based on that. Otherwise, looking down the list, Semen from Armenia, he potentially could, he has the jumps to
Yeah.
do it. David Lutenbrain, actually interesting. He skated so well at French Masters. I think it was fourth place. Landed triple axel, finally landed a triple
Oh,
axel in
really?
competition, scored
Nice.
really well in French Masters, but the PCS was like way higher than what he'll get internationally, even though I like his skating. I would say if he skates well, I mean, he's up. He has a chance to be up there. I just don't think top five just because he doesn't have a quad. And then the one we don't really know anything about is Puzano, or however you want to say his name, from Belarus.
Yeah, I didn't recognize that name at all.
Well, the last time he skated internationally was the Winter Star in 2022. So, big question mark for Belarus, but he could show up with all the big jumps too. Otherwise, I don't think there's really anyone else in contention here. Diyas Jerembayev of Kazakhstan, I love his programs, I love his style. He's someone I'm going to enjoy watching. Jari Kessler from Croatia, I always love his programs as well. Kirilo Marsek, actually looking at his potential, I think if he's really, really on, he maybe has an outside shot as well for one of those spots. But yeah, this, it always seems like the men are the most competitive, and I feel like here it's maybe
Yeah,
there
I don't think
are a
anyone's a
few
lock,
favorites.
really. No one's a lock because so many men that the men like have huge scoring potential, but huge falling apart potential too. And even then, with like Gumenek, in any typical season, I would say like, oh, he's the lock, right? Like, but who knows? We don't know what his form is like. We don't know what his competitive like
Well,
fortitude
we
is like
actually saw him
anymore.
skating. I saw some clips of him recently, or maybe it
Okay.
was either run through or it was some domestic whatever. And he has a chance. He really has a chance. He's such a good, well-rounded skater, and he has quads. If he were to really deliver, he puts himself in there for podium potential. You know, I think the top two are gonna maybe battle it out. It depends on how Kageyama is feeling on the day. But then you have Adam Shidorov, and you have,
Oh, yeah.
Gumenik, if he qualifies here, which I expect him to, he could be right in there if he does all these quads. He has the style, he has the skating quality, he's well-rounded. So I think he could throw himself in there as well as one of the contenders. But yeah, it starts with the men tonight. It's actually at 10 p.m. tonight. It starts earlier for us here on the East Coast. So that's about 2 hours away. And then
I know, and I'm like, I'm seeing that there's five groups, so there's at least oh God, there's
Oh, it'll
gonna be
be like
two
four and a
ice
half hours.
resurfaces. Yeah, I have a 7 a.m. flight. I don't
Stay up and
know
watch
if
it.
you're just like, don't sleep.
Stay
You
up and
can sleep
watch
on the
it.
plane. Yeah,
Exactly.
okay.
And then, so yeah, we have that. We have the pairs and the ladies, or the women, I should say, will wrap up. And then on day three, we have the free dance and the men's free skate. So, any closing thoughts? Anything else we missed?
No, I don't think so. I really do just like I want to commend the ISU for making this a separate competition and understanding how like the really I would say intense fans like us really value having this. You know, I like that they didn't just add it to now some Challenger Senior B or whatever anymore, right? To where you're having that competition within the competition. This just makes it a lot cleaner, makes it just all about qualifying those spots. So I just really enjoy that. Because we didn't really know how it would feel. Maybe just next time don't have it
Don't have
in
the
a place
tunnel
where,
50 feet away.
yeah, don't have the tunnel 50 feet away. Better direction in terms of like the camera work and whoever's controlling the switcher, and then maybe have find some way to get an audience there because there were like 12 people in the audience.
For the first event of the day, yeah, it got a little bit better as the day went on. And yes, it's Thursday, blah blah blah. Or no, actually it's Friday. So we'll see. Tonight will be Saturday afternoon in China, so we'll see
I'm
if it's
just
any
like,
better.
yeah, give the tickets away to school children, bring the buses in, bring all
Have
those
them
people
scream the entire
in, have
time.
them. Yeah, that'd be great. You know, like, give it that competition feel. That's the only thing this was missing.
All right, so that's it for us. We will be back tomorrow to highlight day two from this
That's right.
competition. As always, comments, questions, concerns, tell us what we got wrong, tell us what we missed. Always appreciative of that. But for now, this is Skating Session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Vu.
Enjoy the skating. Have a good night.
Bye, everyone.